Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I step in, we're bringing this back 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with our good friend, Dr. Bill Dunkelberg, Chief Economist for the NFIB. He's been polling small business owners for 40-something years now. 43 years, Bill? Is that right?
Yeah.
43, 44 years. He started as a junior achievement project, folks, when he was in that ninth grade. And right, Bill? And so
turned out well.
it's turned out to be a great thing for you. So, Bill, I want to, by the way, folks, NFIB.com, also smallbizbus.org. That's Bill's website. You can find all the things he does there. Bill, in 1990, our GDP, our gross domestic product in America, was around $9 trillion. By 2000, it was around $12 trillion. And in that decade, toward the end of that decade, we were reporting, and you and I both would have subscribed to the fact that a 3-4% growth would have been a robust growth, would have been what we would expect. And in fact, in the last 15 years, we've all said America should expect a 3-4% growth. That's when we'll be robust. That's a true expansion. That's what we need to be working for. Well, in 2016. Our GDP is about $16 trillion, $17 trillion, right?
Right.
So, is from a percentage standpoint, are we justified in still expecting 3% growth, 3.5-4% growth on that kind of volume? Should we start ratcheting down our percentage expectations?
Yeah. Well, I think basically no. We can look at the components, but think of it in simple terms. If it's, let's just count heads, you know, how many people we have. If each person, you know, improves their productivity, 1.5% a year, and then the population grows 1%, you can easily get 2.5-3% growth. And that's kind of what we thought was, you know, the growth trend for the economy. So if you've got more hands making GDP, the GDP can grow, and you and I talked about the fact that we get at least 1% growth just from the number of hands
there. And the population growth.
Right, and then add to that what 2% productivity growth, and then you can easily have 3. It doesn't really matter how many people there are, per se.
You believe that 3% is still a goal that we should all be focusing, should be expecting, our expectations should be that when the economy, when we can say, okay, the economy is healthy now, it would be back to 3%.
Well, that's right. When you say healthy, that means that everybody who wants to be making GDP can be making GDP. And
right.
Of course, we don't have that anymore. So now, underlying this, different things have happened. 10,000 baby boomers retire every day now, something like that. Well, Those are our very skilled, highly trained. That's our good workforce at their prime.
They're the brain trust. You know,
so they're leaving, and they're not going to make GDP anymore. Lots of them aren't anyway. They're not going to be making any stuff, but they're going to be spending money, which of course the way we measure GDP is on the spending side. So so we've got that. Then the question is, what's going on with productivity? Well, as you've pointed out, you know, for the last 10 years, business investment has been terrible. So, you know, we still have, we're not replacing snow shovels with snow plows. So the output per hour that we can get from the existing number of workers isn't growing as fast as it was. So that lowers our potential growth rate. You know, you can't get more out of people if you don't give them better equipment, better knowledge, better technology. You know, you need all those things in order to keep that output per person going up 2% a year. And so that hasn't been happening. And so if you look at the fact that we haven't done the investing we really need to do, that the educational system is not working well, our big cities are a disaster. And then we have things like the minimum wage, which prevents kids from getting their first job and ever learning how to be productive. You know, these are the things that, that reduce your ability to grow and produce output.
Well, one thing I do believe, Bill, is that if we've been able to muddle along the way we have with all the headwinds in front of us, including those manufactured by politicians in Washington, not the least of which is President Obama's administration, and we still create 2% growth a year, if we can get all those guys out of our way, I do believe we can get back to 3-plus GDP.
I'm with you. The way we are now, 2% is pretty good. But we could be so much better.
It's actually heroic from a Main Street standpoint, as far as I'm concerned.
Exactly.
Hey, Bill, thanks for being here. Good job today. Come
back soon.
Thanks,
Jim. All
right. Bill Dunkelberg, ladies and gentlemen. Dr. Bill Dunkelberg, I told you we'd get smarter when Bill joined us, and so we did. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that when a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.